We're looking forward to A Peaceable Kingdom coming up at the Lafayette Master Chorale on Sunday, April 15th. It's a Sunday afternoon concert that has incredible music. And joining me in the studio is Michael Bennett.
Hi.
Good to have you.
Thank you so much.
This is such a lovely season, and I know that it's all sort of interrelated, so there are some incredible, beautiful pieces here, and you have some collaborations going on. How's this to put together?
Well, it's been great. Our whole season's been based on peace. Every concert's had a theme. And this time, A Peaceable Kingdom is actually one of the pieces on the concert, one of Randall Thompson's most wonderful and challenging works he wrote in the 30s. It's based on 8 movements of text from the prophet Isaiah in the Bible. So that's been fun. It's very challenging, very dissonant at times, a lot of contrasts, and we'll be enjoying that, having some readers from Lafayette Civic Theater doing some readings there in between each of the movements to deliver that text before Thompson's sort of dramatic presentation.
Who knew peace was so hard, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or dissonant.
Yeah, really. Well, we're looking forward to that. And it's nice that you have some folks from the community coming in because it's in English, obviously, but sometimes it's just nice to have that sort of in the program and to have it spoken beforehand.
Right. Because of this, again, the Thompson setting is at times very, very fast and the choir's split in half, but they're layered over each other. And the musical writing, it's the text. We always hope to present the text clearly in our singing, but to have it stated in such a simple way and then to have the contrasting music that will be, as I said, pretty dramatic at times would be, I think, a nice afternoon experience.
Stephen Paulus, unfortunately, passed away just a few years ago at a fairly young age and mm-hmm. left behind some incredible music, both orchestral, chamber, and you guys are doing a beautiful setting of his, A Dream of Time.
Yes, he wrote that piece in 2009. The poem is by Carl Sandburg, and the piece was written to commemorate or to honor a conductor in the East on an anniversary. And A Dream of Time is, as I said, it was just written in 2009. It is lovely in many ways. I mean, it has a lot of inspiration. The orchestration is kind of interesting. It has piano, flute, oboe, cello, and then a lot of percussion, a lot of different instruments and the percussion part, and a soprano, baritone, soloist. So there'll be some opportunities for some different sounds, not just the chorus singing the whole time. It also is special because Paulus, as you say, died very, very soon. Before he should have, and he used Bach's theme from the Dona Nobis Pacem from the B minor Mass. In the middle of the piece, there's a moment of some significant cacophony of music, and then it settles down, and the chorus sings the theme, not with the Dona Nobis Pacem text, but different text. So I won't, no spoilers, but that theme comes through. And if you're familiar, as many of our audience members are, with the Bach chorale, having heard the B minor Mass here in Lafayette a few times, that will be a familiar moment for many.
Michael Bennett is my guest, and the concert, A Peaceable Kingdom, is Sunday afternoon. This is a lovely space. Is this going to be somewhere that you guys enjoy performing?
This space was chosen entirely for this concert. There was nowhere else we were going to do it in Lafayette. St. Boniface is a lovely, large space with a lot of hard surfaces, and so singing in there is quite wonderful. It's easy to hear yourself, and the audience can hear you no matter where you sit, and it's just beautiful visually as well. In addition to the Thompson, which I said is a long 20-plus minute a cappella piece, and the Dream of Time, which is accompanied, we have several other pieces celebrating our American heritage, if you will. We're singing some music by Alice Parker, some American folk music, and we're also singing some African-American spirituals by the great Moses Hogan. So again, more a cappella in a place that really, really lends itself.
Well, we know there's more at LafayetteMasterChorale.org.
Yes.
And we'll have links at WBAA.org. Looking forward to this. And then I know you have another concert ahead with the kids and whatnot coming up.
Yeah, the Lafayette
Children's Choir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, lots of things going on. We appreciate you coming by today.
Thanks so much, John.